morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning on this nice wet day. It's pretty awesome. But if you guys can see, I got some nice lovely flowers that look 10 times better than me. But that was from a celebration of life of Lorraine Osberger yesterday. And that was, if you guys got to be a part of that, it was a wonderful celebration. And we can rejoice knowing where she is now. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Starting off with a few announcements today. If you guys could not smell this morning, maybe you're plugged up or something, but it smells amazing in the kitchen. And that is because there's carrying dinner today. If you forgot, you're visiting, that's totally fine. Stick around for Sunday school, come and eat food. It's gonna be awesome. There's always tons and tons of food. So go ahead and stick around for that. And then on June 16th for Father's Day, that's when you guys are supposed to bring back the baby bottle for the fundraiser. Go take some. I think there's still some out in the box. And we'll do that. Is that playing already? It's definitely playing already. But we are gonna have a video, but I gotta wait for that. So grab baby bottles, fill it up with change or dollar bills or whatever, and that goes to the Plus One Guidance Center in Huron. So do that. And then also, if you guys are wanting to help back there, because we might need some help with that video playing like the way it was. But no, I'm kidding. We love you guys back there. But no. If you guys would like to help with that, talk to Charlie or Jim, and they can set you up with that. And then also, there is no junior department music time. So if you're in the junior department or your kids are in the junior department, make sure they stay back until 11:10 when they're actually supposed to go back to Sunday school. So nobody's singing today in that group. And it's playing again. So anyways, we'll get to that. I don't know. That's why it's me up here. You just start dancing, I guess, if you really wanted to. But as this is playing, I guess, I can give a huge thank you to anyone that's helped with VBS this week, this last week. It was amazing. You guys can see in your in the bulletin of everything everybody had done. Well, that doesn't really tell everything that everybody had done, but everybody that had helped, it was awesome. We had a great week. We had as many as 90 kids coming and going. The biggest day we had was 87 kids total in the week, and I know we had at least over 10 people accept Christ, 10 little kids accept Christ, and that's really what we're here for, and it was super, super awesome, an awesome, awesome week. I want to say a special thank you to Mark and Therese and Bonnie for helping set up all the decorations that you guys saw last week. And then Lori and Paula stayed till the very end and helped us clean up too. And that was awesome and that was wonderful. But I could not be any more prouder of our youth kids that have helped. And they were here first thing in the morning. They were here before most of everybody else showed up. They stayed till the end. I required way more of them than I did of anybody else, and because they were here hours before youth group every week working on different stuff, and I couldn't be more proud of them. So if you have a chance to tell them what they did and how much you appreciate them, go ahead and do that. So if we can get the video to work, we'll show you guys a video of different things that we did this week.
Choice.
If you couldn't tell, we had a pretty awesome week, and it was so much fun. I don't remember the... Yes?
Two things I think the congregation know. First of all, of those 90 kids, what percent of them go to this church? Third?
At best.
At best. Okay, so what a huge community outreach that this church provided, and that Pastor Abe orchestrated. So, awesome job. Secondly, thank you so much.
Yeah, we're going, we won't, first I want to tell you what the kids raised for the money. I don't know exact number of, like, the dollar amount of what we raised, but that's not the important part. But the important part is the boys did lose for the competition. That's kind of important, I suppose. But the important part is they raised enough money to provide 3,007 meals for these kids that they learned about in the missions time that are all over the world. And it was truly amazing. Now, for the missions deal is we're taking this, the youth kids that showed up week after week after week before youth group, working on this stuff. They showed up at 8 o'clock, an hour before they really needed to be here, and they stayed probably 3 or 4 hours after that, getting ready for the next day. We're all taking this, there's six of them, and we're all going to Colorado, down in Kim, Colorado, and we are going to put this on for a church down there that is trying to do it on their own, but they're not sure necessarily how to do it. So we're going to put that on, and we're going to do some service projects, but we're also going to see some fun things in Colorado too. I know I see at least four of the kids that are going to be here for the missions trip. So they're going to be here, and you have any questions, you can talk to them about it. Maybe they know more. Too, but David and Isaac Hager going, and Allie Gortmaker and Madeline are here, and they're going. And we're also having kids from Hitchcock Tulare. They're actually from Hitchcock, but up that area, they're coming. There's one of them coming, and then Olivia and I is also coming on their missions trip. So we're pretty excited about that. We're getting ready, so you won't see us here next week because we're leaving really early on Sunday morning. So cool. Are there any other announcements before we get into our call to worship? If not, we're going to go to that. And if you guys want to read along in your bulletins or follow along, I guess, it's our church verse for today. Isaiah 41, 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Was indeed a great week, and grateful for all the prayers, and especially for the those that receive Christ. That makes it all worthwhile. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 488, "He Keeps Me Singing." I ask you to stand with me, please, either in your hymn book or up on the screen. Number 488, "He Keeps Me Singing." There's within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all of life's ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked with sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath his sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face, That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Wonderful singing. If you greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, we're grateful that you've chosen to worship with us today. This is the opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of updates. This past week, we were praying for Gary and Carolyn's daughters, Beth, her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law did pass away this past week, so we will be praying for them. Also, the Sunshine Puerto Rico trip is going to be leaving on Tuesday. And grateful to see Jace here with us. He a little adventure this week. He got to spend a little time in the hospital, mono and such. So we will pray for his health as well as the health of the team, and then all the connections and everything of getting down to Puerto Rico and the time there and getting back. Also, Victory Center is going to be starting this week with the senior high week. And so we'll be praying for them as they get going. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Well, let me pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you so much for the opportunities you bring our way, that you are always at work. This week we got to relive history, as in teaching through VBS of the ways that you've worked through history and in your great power of bringing this world into existence with a word. And yet how shortly corruption came in and judgment came upon the human race. Thank you that you did not leave us, that you did not abandon Adam and Eve and, in a sense, all of us. But you came and you have provided ways of salvation, whether it be through Noah and his family with the flood, whether it be even in the confusion of languages. It was all pointing and moving towards the time when Christ came. And we have an opportunity of celebrating the work that he accomplished on the cross this morning through communion. And that reminder, that object lesson you've left us as a part of our worship service to commemorate what Jesus accomplished on the cross through his shed blood, that we are to proclaim his death until he comes again. And that's what we're ultimately looking for, that completion of history where you wrap everything up, that we enter into eternity and this world is made new. Until that time comes, we do face trials and struggles. Father, I thank you that you have healed and given energy and strength to Jace as he gets ready to lead the Puerto Rico team. We pray for their travel, for all the connections, all those things that are out of their control but not out of yours. Father, that you would give him wisdom for and strength. We pray for the team that is going as well, that they would also find opportunities to minister for you. We pray for our own youth group that will be taking off next Sunday, that you will prepare their hearts. Thank you for the work that Pastor Abe and Diana have invested in them and that they have been practicing to be able to share the same message, the life-changing message of Jesus Christ with those around Kim, Colorado. And we pray for the hearts of the little ones that will be attending. We pray for that church as well, that they would find strength and encouragement through the time that our youth group is there with them. And just the reminder that you are always at work around the world. You're not overburdened by our requests. Father, we lift up the Augsburger family. We thank you that you brought Lorraine into your family and she loved to share about you. And we do pray for her family that during this time of grief, we also lift up Beth's mother-in-law's family and her passing. We just ask that you would be a comfort and an ever-present help. Father, we also pray for the different ministries that we support. We pray for Victory Center as they get ready for their first week of camp. We pray for the staff that will be counseling for the speaker, for each component, that your son would be revealed and would draw high schoolers to himself. Father, we pray for the other camps around our area that get started as well. Thank you for the opportunities to come away from the busyness to focus upon Christ. Father, we do lift up the Hamiltons as they minister with InterVarsity here in South Dakota and North Dakota. We ask that you would help him as he reviews the staff and also for their work at NSU and SDSU, that you would be preparing the students that will be participating this coming year. Father, we lift up our world. We look around and see the turmoil and the frailty of man and the fallenness of man. And we pray, as John said at the end of Revelation, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But until that time, may we also follow his admonition to be found working. Help us to continue to build your kingdom through your power and through your word. Father, for the offering we're about to receive from your people, we just ask that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Janelle. If you'll take your hymn books, I ask you to stand with me, please. We're going to sing number 56, Day by Day, number 56. Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day, the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares, they vain would hear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power, the protection of his child and treasure, is a charge that on himself he laid. As your days, your strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust your promises, O Lord, that I lose not face with consolation within your holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, e'er to take as from a Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.